We invited one of the owners of Immitt Brewing in to talk about some new policies that the establishment has made, and Laura Myers has agreed to come in and talk with us. Laura, good morning.
Thank you so much for having me here this morning. And thanks to Rich, too, because I know he kind of played a part in getting me here. So by that, he might have twisted my arm a tad.
Well, thanks for coming in the wee hours of the morning, the early morning here.
Thank you.
You recently, Rich and I were talking before, and he said that you had implementing in the process of that some new policies regarding harassment, and in particular sexual harassment. And he said that has been a problem within the brewing industry, which kind of floored me. I'd never heard of anything like that. But and this could probably really go across any industry that you have. But you've recognized a problem within, I guess, the industry or the service industry. I don't know how you put that. Maybe you could explain this a little better than I could.
Sure. I mean, it is both, and you're certainly right that this is obviously not limited to either the craft brewing industry or the service industry. It's obviously a problem that has been, you know, in the news quite a lot. We don't always have the best examples out there for our leaders and for, you know, folks in celebrities and all of that. So it's obviously been a problem for a long time. It has been a problem in the brewing industry for quite a while. But some things got really, some light was shed earlier this year, actually. There was a brewer who's a woman who kind of just put a random post on Instagram saying, "I've been experiencing sexism in my return to work after quarantine. What other people, are other people experiencing this?" And just hundreds of people immediately started sharing stories on her Instagram page, her personal page, which is unfortunate because she took the brunt of this stuff. But it became very clear very quickly that there were a lot of these issues happening within craft brewing all around the world. So that was a huge catalyst for us. And, you know, and I'm just kind of doing my little part by kind of following suit with some of the things that people have been asking for. So there's been a push in our industry. Brewers Association, Craft Brewers Guild have been putting together, you know, workshops and ideas and some really cool things. There's yesterday we had a beer release called Brave Noise, which a couple of really fantastic people put together this idea of a beer collaboration. And the whole point of it is like, hey, we're going to support a discrimination and harassment free industry. And if you're going to brew this beer, you have to be transparent with your code of conduct. You're going to have to show us what it is that you're doing at your space and in your organization to prevent harassment from happening.
Now, tell us a little bit about, you know, when you found out about this, you mentioned the social media post and it kind of swelled from there.
Yeah.
What are some of the steps that you took as an employer to kind of help? You had to be thinking at that time, what can we do? Mm-hmm. Do we have, you know, do we talk to our employees? Do we try to educate them, which you obviously have? So tell us about that process.
Yeah, for us, it kind of started with, and actually I have to give credit where it's due here. We have a couple of alums, and I don't know whether they'd want to be mentioned by name or not, but I should have asked them before I came today, but we have a couple of alumni from Immitt who really came forward around that time and said, hey, this is really going on. We need to be talking about this in a much bigger way. And we've always talked about it at Immitt. We've always talked about things at staff meeting, like, oh, something happened. How are we going to deal with this? But it wasn't enough. And I take responsibility for the fact that we weren't doing enough. And so we just started having conversations with our team. We invited alums if they wanted to come, tell us how was, you know, misogyny or harassment or racism, those things, how are they showing up at Immitt Brewing? And what could we do about it? How could we all, be better allies to each other? And how are we basically teaching people how we want to be treated? Because sometimes that's what you have to do, I think, right? You know, people don't necessarily know what the expectations are, and we're going to teach them. And that was kind of where we landed as a team. We started listening to podcasts together and having really great discussions. And one of the things that we came up with was to have a reporting platform. And so we kind of did some research, looked at some different things that are out there, and we ended up signing up for something called WeVow, which is an online reporting platform. Basically, anyone, whoever walks into our space can go to, there's little QR codes up on posters around the tap room, or you can, I've published it on our website and online and our social media. If anybody has an issue, feels uncomfortable about something, notices some discrimination happening or harassment, they can just scan that QR code or go to that link and fill out a report. And that report will go to, through this platform, but it'll be sent to eminent managers. And that way we know, first of all, we can't do anything about something if we don't know what's going on. We can, then we can decide, okay, yes, there's a problem here. What are we going to do about it? And it could be anonymous if people really, sometimes it's hard to come forward about this stuff because of lots of reasons that are really unfortunate. So part of this is about encouraging people to speak up, right? A lot of us have been conditioned to shut up, to say, well, we're just supposed to let it slide. I don't want to make a scene. I don't want to, you know, there's a lot of that stuff. And we're just saying, nope, enough is enough. We got to speak up. We got to tell people this is not okay. We're not going to put up with being treated as less than for whatever reason, whether that's a racist comment, it's a, you know, a sexually harassing comment, other kinds of bullying, any of it. It's about, you know, holding other people accountable, really.
You know, there is, I think a generational aspect to this. You look at some of the older population and they have what was the norm and what used to be maybe a compliment or something is no longer considered that. Okay. The educational process, is there a code of conduct? Is there, do you have, is it clear what, where the line is drawn? So people, I know very good people who still have say things that kind of raise my eyebrow. Yeah. They do that not to be mean. It's just kind of the way they were brought up.
Right. I do agree with you. And we've talked about that a lot too. In fact, some of our folks on our team or alums have kind of said like, boy, you know, I just realized I've been letting this slide, this kind of thing, for a long time. It's always bothered me, but I don't really know how to talk about it because I've never taught how to do that. And there's been a lot of appreciation for some of these younger folks who are saying, hey, we're not, this is not okay. We're not willing to put up with this. We're learning how to do this differently. And so in regards to the code of conduct, that was the other thing that we talked about as a team. And we're calling it Rules for Humans. Because we feel like that sounds a little friendlier. And then we also have, because we're a dog-friendly space, we also have the rules for dogs. So, and they kind of go a little bit together. It was sort of a way to like, hey, we want to talk about this in a way that is accessible and doesn't feel just like stern and, you know, like we're not trying to reprimand people at every turn here. So our rules for humans is kind of our code of conduct. It's really for anyone who walks into our space. And so we've got a couple things posted up in the tap room now. I've been doing some social media about it. We've shared it as part of this Brave Noise Brew that I was just talking about before. We actually have to publish this in ways that it's really accessible. So it's kind of all over the place right now. At least if you look a little bit, you'll find it. So, yeah.
Once again, Laura Myers is with us, one of the owners of Eminent Brewing. Laura, of course, you're in the craft brewing business. We've talked about that this problem is not only within your industry, but it really goes across the board throughout American society and pretty much everything that we do. Yeah. Have you talked about this with other brewers, other industries? Is there kind of a movement, a growing movement that is in place or that you'd like to put in place?
Yeah, I do think... Yeah, certainly this is a bit of a lofty goal, but I do really want to believe, I should say, I want to believe, I do believe, there is a ripple effect that happens, right? When, and I know actually here in town, there's a number of people who are having this conversation because a few people have reached out to me and said, this is so great. We're having these conversations too. Let's get together. Let's share what information we have. That's been really wonderful. And certainly in the brewing industry, there's been a lot of conversations happening. Here in Minnesota, we have a craft brewers guild. They've put together some workshops, some resources that we've attended. We've been talking about a lot of things together. I think in the service industry, as you pointed out earlier, there's a lot happening with that. And we've talked to some other business owners who, you know, and to be honest, I don't know if maybe COVID has shed a little light on this, but people kind of go, it's been a split. Some people have been just extra kind and so generous and understanding. This is a really weird time to be serving in a restaurant or in a bar or in a coffee shop or whatever. And so some people have gone to the end of the spectrum of being extra generous and tipping really well and being super kind and understanding. And then there's people who have gone the other way and have been really awful and not understanding that, like, hey, this is just my job. I'm here to serve coffee. I'm not here to, you know, take crap from you. Sorry. So we've had this conversation with a lot of other businesses who are saying, you know, we really need to see a shift here in what is it about working in the service industry that there's a little bit of a culture and an attitude of, you know, I get to treat you as less than me because you're serving me coffee or a beer or food or whatever it is. And I think it'll be interesting to see where this goes. But one of my favorite parts of talking about this and thinking about this is, you know, if at Imminent we say, hey, look, we're not okay with that. We're going to teach you how to do it. We're going to tell you, hey, this is the rules here. We're not going to tolerate this certain kind of behavior of harassment or of treating us, bullying us, whatever. Sorry, but you're going to have to take your money somewhere else. Well, if that person goes somewhere else and they say the same thing and they go somewhere else and that place says the same thing, then pretty soon that person's going to have to go, wait a minute.
Maybe it's me.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I need to think about how I'm behaving here and know that it's not okay. So
now I've seen the rules for dogs,
yes.
Which is wonderful. You're going to have next to that the rules for humans. Can you shed light on what the sign is going to look like?
Yeah,
how do I conduct myself?
Right. Yeah, they're already up in the tap room, and they are on our website. So folks can go to imminentbrewing.com and check it out. It's right at the top of our webpage. So and I'll give a shout out to Graphic Mailbox, who helped me print up some really great looking signs in the brewery. So some of those rules are I mean, really the number one, right, is the platinum rule, which when I was a kid I learned the golden rule, which was treat others how you want to be treated. But I've learned since then, actually, the platinum rule is even better, which is treat others how they want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's kind of a teaching of empathy. Like, hey, when you're talking to somebody, think about what might they appreciate, what might they, and maybe, you know, maybe they might appreciate something different than you would. So that's the number one rule. And really all the rules go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
This is about how other folks want to be treated. And there's other things in there about, you know, just being conscientious and aware of how you're holding yourself in the space. We are a family friendly place. So, you know, be aware of what your conversations are, that kind of thing. Be aware of what your body's doing. If you're right in the middle of the space and you're taking up all this space and you're, especially in this era of social distancing, that kind of thing. One of the things we've asked for is, for a mutual respect of not calling each other by pet names. So we get a lot, especially the women, but not just the women. A lot of us get this like, oh, thanks, sweetheart. Ooh, that drives me crazy. It drives all of us crazy. A lot of the folks on staff have talked about this for many, many years, like since we've opened. And I think it might come from sometimes a friendly place, an urge to be familiar. But I think the way it often has an impact is of a bit of a
demeaning.
And so we said, you know what, we're just not okay with that. We're not going to do that. And sometimes it can be downright creepy. So it's like, we're just not going to do it at all. And we're not going to do it to our customers. And we're asking for other folks to leave that outside too. So,
well, I personally salute you for bringing this all out into the open. It's transparency. And that's the first big step.
Yeah.
We're out of time, but I have one last question. When will you be co-hosting the Weekly List again?
Oh gosh, that is a question for Rich Larson, but
okay.
I am always at his disposal. We really appreciate him and you. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. And this is really a project I think that we can get behind. So
best of
luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Once again, Laura Meyer is one of the owners of Imminent Brewing.